Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Father, I thank you for allowing me to connect with my listening audience. Thank you that as I pray and speak, I am not interrupted by any satanic or demonic force. Holy Spirit, have your way with me, with my thoughts. And thank you for speaking through my vocal cords and thinking through my mind. Thank you for allowing it to be all of you and none of me. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Continuous Prayer is Power to Heal. I am Reverend Diane Hobson, your host, senior pastor of Global Exchange Christian University, and as well as the president of Global Exchange Christian University and the senior pastor of Global Exchange Christian Church. Well, thank you. And if you have your Bibles, go with me to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And we will go to 1 John 1:9 after that. And our final scripture will be Matthew chapter 6, 33, our final opening scripture. So in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 says, that if you shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10 reads, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let us go to Matthew 6:33, and it reads that, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And sometimes I just, you know, I will add a question in there and say, oh, what things? Let me read it again. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. All what things? Well, we have health, good health, abundant life. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says God has given us the power to obtain wealth. And then if we look at Isaiah 54:17 says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So there are many promises in the Bible. I can go on and on and on. I could do probably 3 hours straight and still wouldn't have touched all of the promises that's available to us in the Bible. That's why we should be reading the Bible every day, 7 days a week. Okay? So today it's sort of like commercial type day. We are talking about the School of Divine Healing, and Global Exchange Christian University is in the process of teaching students how to walk in divine healing. Well, how do you do that? Well, the only way that you can walk in divine healing is being in the Word of God. Being in the Word of God. Being in the Word of God. Why is that important? Because God's Word is our medicine. And we need that. We need that. Oh, yes, we do. Okay, so let's start with each section during the week. We start with a health tip and a business tip. So the health tip is, we know that this is the holiday season, And sometimes we push this during the summer, but we need it all the time, all year round. So I will say it as much as possible, and that is, we must drink our fair share of water. Water. We need water. And we should be dividing our weight by two, and that's how many ounces of water we should be drinking every day. And somebody say, well, guess what? I'm overweight. I weigh 300 pounds. That means I have to do 150 ounces a day. If you don't do that, at least try to do 8 to 10 glasses a day. 8 to 10 8-ounce glasses of water per day. Try not to let the day close without you doing at least 8 to 10 glasses of water per day. Every day, 7 days a week. That does not include coffee. It does not include green tea. You might want to, sometimes you can add that because it's water. Tea is basically water. But not coffee, not soda, the juices. I was talking to someone and they said, oh, I get, and they were just having all these issues with the body. And so they were talking about how much soda they just, and I said, what about your water intake? How is your water intake? I don't drink water. I drink juice. And I say, no, you have to drink water. The juice and the soda. She said, I drink soda. And I drink juice. I said, that doesn't help you. You can't expect to have healing. We have to do things in the natural, just like we do in the spiritual realm. So say, for instance, if someone, you're sick, somebody lays hands on you and you're well, but you're not drinking enough water. And next week, something else is going to go wrong. So you don't want to do that. You know, we got a number of people that are having issues with their liver. And I'm like, that's, you know, you have to be take care of yourself. You have to be take care of yourself. Just, you don't want people just laying hands on you because they can do it. You want to be able to know that this is something that you're supposed to do for your body, okay? Drink as much water as you can. We know a lot of people don't like water. The children don't like water, so they're getting sick. We got children 8, 9, and 10 years old with cancer. We're not supposed to have that, okay? So we're talking about divine healing, but we don't want to look at spiritual things. And spiritual, divine healing is not like a genie in a bottle. It's not magical. I mean, what I mean is you can't expect that to take care of everything, and if you're doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, you're not taking care of your body, you're not eating appropriately, you're not doing a number of things that you should be doing in terms of putting the right things inside of your body, healing is not going to do you any good. Because if you get healed of one thing, then something else is going to go wrong. So you really want to look at how you're eating, what you're putting inside your body. Do you have enough liquid? Because if you're not drinking water, you don't have enough liquid, and you will be suffering other things. So keep that in mind. Okay, the business tip real quickly is we want to look at, if you tell someone something that you're going to do, care about them enough to keep your word. Okay, we are walking into 2017 in a few days. Today is Friday. We've got Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. Sunday will be the first. So we have 2 days. 2 days and some hours that we're looking at going into 2017. If you were not a person of your word in 2016, and you're looking for something to say, well, this is my New Year's resolution, then that should be it. Keep your word. Keep your word. Okay? That should be something that you're looking forward to doing, and keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep doing it. And I am appreciative that you keep your word. I've been talking to a number of people this last month, and I just noticed how people nonchalantly just, you know, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to get back to you, and they just don't. And I'm like, it wasn't really important issues, but the fact that you said it, you know, I'm like, okay, don't tell me that you're going to get back with me and you're not. And I'm just like, okay, well, if that's the case, then all right. And so It bothers me, and I'm sure it would bother you. Because I don't like it, and I like to treat people the way that I like it. Every now and then I might do that, and I'm like, oh, I get on myself. I'm my worst critic. And so I don't want to, if I say something, I will try to do all that I can do to make sure that I do exactly what I said I was going to do. And I think that this year, I'm much better this year than I was last year, and I'm going to be much, much better in 2017 than I was in 2016. Okay, so let us all try to make that our New Year's resolution, that we're going to not only be better than we were before, but we also are going to be a loving person. We're going to spread the love among our spouses, among our children, our coworkers, and everybody's going to know that we are a Christian who loves. So we're fostering love, and you'll hear me talking more about that no matter what the issue is and no matter what the subject is. We will be talking more about walking in love. We have too many angry people going from, I mean, people being shot and in the cars, car rage and road rage. We've got to stop this. We got to walk in love. We got to know how to love people. And sometimes it's not always about being right. If you are married and something goes on and you say, well, you are right. I'm right and you're wrong. Sometimes it's good to just say, you know what, let me just walk away and say, hey, I hear you, and just close your mouth and be done with it. Sometimes knowing what it means to be silent is a good thing. Just be silent. Maybe you are right, but do you always have to let people know you're right? We got some people that would just, they go off the deep end. Oh, no, it didn't happen like that. This is what happened. It's not the last end of the world, okay? So calm down. And it's not all that. Okay. All right. So we got those out of the way. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope everybody got rest on the Christmas, during that Christmas time. You have a couple more days to still get caught up on your rest. Get caught up on your rest. Enjoy yourself. Try not to drink. If you're drinking for New Year's, do not drive. Take a cab or have someone go with you so that they can drive, a person that you know is not going to drink. So beware. I don't want to hear about you on the news, okay? All right. The year of 2017 is one that Christians will be encouraged to come back to the Bible. Come back to the Bible. If you are contemplating attending school, going back to school, and you say, well, 2017, I want to do something for myself. I want to further my education, and I want to do something good. Because, you know, the news media is saying that in the future, in the very, very, very near future, if you just have a high school diploma, that won't be enough. You won't even be able to get a job in the restaurant. So if that's the case, we need to work on trying to get ourselves together in terms of education going to the next level. All right? Global Exchange Christian University Incorporated is a private, nonprofit 501c3 post-secondary online degree program. And when you sign up with us, you're signing up to learn how to read and go through 66 books in the Bible. And you say, well, why is that necessary? Because the Bible is pregnant with prescriptions of divine healing. Okay? And divine healing prescription can be obtained by a person who is not a medical doctor, but he or she has spent quality time studying the Bible, which is, of course, God's Word. Okay, so remember that. And think of it as the Word of God. That is our medicine. That's our medicine for our body. Okay? The Word of God. And people say, well, you know, I don't have time to read the Bible. Well, you really need to make time. We did a time plan on the Bible, on the radio, and so if you go and look, you will see that there is a episode that tells you how to do your time management. It helps you to put time in your schedule. We know that people are busy. Put this, the Bible, reading the Bible, into your busy schedule so that you can fit it in there 7 days a week. And if you are reading that Bible, at least read a scripture every day. I'm not talking about those scriptures they send you in your email. That's fine, too. But you need to get in that Bible and read and see if you can get a book, a flow. Well, say if you do the Gospels. We have people that don't even know how to read the Gospels, that don't even know everything that's in the Gospels. There's a lot of promises in there. Read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Get in that book and read it. Okay? Now, that's good that you get these scriptures, you know, from the daily scriptures that people send you from the email. But go in and read your Bible. Okay? All right. And now, how? Let's go back to this. How can divine healing prescriptions be responsible for healing sickness or disease? Global Exchange University stands ready to train students through 66 books of Bible that identifies how to renew your mind and possess abundant life. Yes, isn't that great? It teaches you how to renew your mind. Because if you don't renew your mind, you really can't understand what it is you're supposed to be doing. Say, for instance, like we're giving out free scholarships to the pre-release men from the prison. And we're trying to keep them from going back to the prison again. And they won't go back if they go with us and renew their mind. If they get involved in our program, as we're working through a pre-release program in the Boston area, and we definitely, greater Boston area, we definitely want those guys to know how they can renew their mind and how they can have a second chance with a degree. So we're offering them free scholarships, and we'll go through the list of others who can also have access to a free scholarship as well. Okay? Divine healing prescriptions by faith causes the disappearance of all sickness and disease. Remember we said that the Bible is what? Our lifeline. And what else did we say? It was. Sometimes, you know, when you hear me speaking, you can take notes. Okay? The healing scriptures are also medicine. It's our medicine. And I'm not saying this so you can say, oh, you know what she said, healing scriptures is medicine. I'm not telling you don't stop taking your medicine. This is not what this is about. We are just saying to those persons who believe and have the faith in the Word of God that you can use that. Sometimes it won't hurt to use that instead of running to the doctor all the time. Sometimes I had a pain the other day, and I just started praying, and I try to pray over my body every day and say, by your stripes you're healed. Thank you, Jesus. Heal. And I told the devil, I said, I'm not going to the doctor. You better get up off my body and you better do it now. And I just stayed on it for a few minutes, and certainly, sure enough, it wasn't even, I only think it was 30 minutes. And the pain was gone. But, you know, so sometimes it doesn't hurt to start with that first. And then if it goes, keeps on, and then, you know, then you follow you get with God and you follow. But if you hang with this word long enough, you'll know how to work it. It'll be available to you and you will be able to work it. Okay? So what were we saying? Divine healing prescriptions by faith causes the disappearance of sickness and disease. Somebody might say, well, are you talking about cancer? Yes. Headaches, yes. Stomach aches, yes. Down syndrome, yes. Autism, yes. Knees, yes. What about hips? Yes. Blindness? Oh, yes. And ears open? Yes. And I can go on and on and on and on. Arthritis? Yes. What about chronic arthritis? Yes. Jesus said we can heal. He gave us the power and the authority to heal. Healing is on, if you're a born-again Christian, you got healing on the inside of you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes we were healed. So if I were healed, I was healed. And if I was healed, I am healed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to take to these scriptures that we have in our medicine cabinet. Let's call it our medicine book. And yes, oh yes, I write prescriptions, but they're spiritual prescriptions. And if you follow the spiritual prescription that I give you, you're going to be just fine, just fine. And we're also in the process of putting together our mobile health unit, health and healing unit, so we do make house calls. And that's what we're doing. We go out and about, you know, in the community and things of that nature. So we are waiting on our donated vehicle to come forward. And we are just looking to move forward and continue on making house calls and going to various people that have issues going on with special needs. It just really hurts me to see someone in pain. We're keeping a journal, have a journal where we've had 77 miracle healings. I call it miracle healings. Every time someone's healed, that's a miracle to me. But this is something that it goes on. It's supposed to happen anyway. And I call it divine healing. It's divine healing. And we want to teach. That's one of the things that we teach along with our curriculum. So that's very good. It's something everybody should know about. In addition to the ministerial curriculum, students learn the art, music, dance, how to write a play, film production, how to self-publish their book, and they, if you want to take advantage of a free scholarship, if you fall into one of these categories, then you can apply. And we're going to give you, we're getting close to getting a chance to give you the website so you can log on and fill out an application. The application fee is $50. If it's someone on under 21, it's $25. If you're under 21 and you want to go to the university, your fee is $25. And all others are $50. And one of the things that you're only responsible for your books. So say, for instance, if you're going for 2 years, your book fee is only $200 per year. If you're doing an AA, if you're doing a four-year degree, it's $250 per year. And that includes your books. It includes your registration fee. It includes your activities fee, your registration, your registrar. Everything is included in. Okay, the only thing you'll have an extra fee for, that is your, when it's time to graduate, you'll do your own graduation fee and your cap and gown. All of that will be on you. Okay? If you fall into one of these categories, you are eligible for a free tuition-free scholarship. If you are youth at risk, you're homeless, you're a victim of domestic violence, you have a family that experiencing disaster, your house caught a fire or something of that nature, or you just had some kind of violent act that happened, and if you fall in any of these categories, you qualify. You're the elderly 55 and over. Elderly 55 and over, we cut your book fee in half. So, and we'll talk more about that. And so if you call us, we will let you know how you can get help. And we're trying to, you know, also get scholarships for the books so that, you know, we can do everything that, and you won't have to pay anything. But we'll, I mean, you're very minimal. we do want you to pay something, because we believe that if you invest in some portion of your education, it's more meaningful too. Okay. So, if you are a family of a fallen police officer, then you are eligible for a free scholarship. If you are a family that has lost a loved one by an unlawful act, drive-by shooting or unlawful shooting or something of that nature, unlawful death, say, for instance, if it was a boating accident or something like that, if you're a family member of somebody, you lost a family member by some manner, shape, or form, even if it was they were in the service and they died in the service, then you qualify, okay? So we want to help all those that we can help. If you have a special needs person in your family, then you qualify. If you're pre-entry, you qualify. You're a veteran, or a family that has experienced trauma, suicide, depression, seeking, or if you're just someone that's seeking a second career. So it's open to all persons. We're open to all persons, but once we get your application and you're approved, we determine what you pay. Do you understand what I'm saying in terms of books? You don't pay any tuition. So tuition is free. But in terms of books, we want to even take that burden off of you, so you don't even have to do that. Your books and registration fee and your activity fee and all that. So we look at that and do that on a one-to-one basis. But we really don't want, like, the persons who have lost family members. We know what that's like. We know that, especially, you know, the fallen police officers, many of them, I'm sure, were heads of households. So we don't want them to have to worry about anything. So we are, you know, pushing forward so that they can have a tuition-free scholarship available to them. Global Exchange Christian University, you can go to register online and for your tuition ministerial academic degree today by logging on to www.gechristianuniversity.org. G like girl, E like Esther, ChristianUniversity.org. That's www.gechristianuniversity.org today, okay? And you may contact us by phone by calling 617-494-0938. 617-494-0938. And if you would like to be a donor, we are also on GoFundMe, and that's GoFundMe.com/3Z-Life-Matters. All life matters. So thank you so much. So that's .com/3Z, all life matters, with dashes in between. I'll go over it one more time. That it says GoFundMe.com/3Z-Life-Matters. After this, GoFundMe.com/3Z-Life-Matters. So we are thanking you for listening. Thank you for, I hope you took some notes and got the gist of what we were saying about divine healing, all the things that you'll learn going through the Bible, so that people, you know, you can't do better if you don't know better. So we're trying to show persons, individual students, our students, we are showing them better so that they can do better. We also have what is called the entrepreneur. We're having a few, I think we're doing two or three a year. and we might do more depending on how excited they become. Because we're teaching them how to go into business. We want everybody to be on their own, not relying on the government. We want them to be on their own because that's what this is all about. We don't want them relying on the government. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me on today. I really appreciate the listening audience listening in on today. And I will close with a prayer. And as we lead up to the New Year's, Father, thank you for keeping everyone safe throughout this holiday season, throughout the New Year's. New Year's is coming up. And touch the hearts of all those persons who are listening so they're not over-drinking. They won't get in the car. We don't need to hear about accidents that happened. People were killed. We're not even going to seek that because we know that they're going to be safe. They're going to be safe. There will be no children, no hit-and-run accidents. Oh, we thank you, Father, that anyone who are suffering with a headache on today, touch your head and let's say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for giving us the power and authority to be healed. Hallelujah. Your word heals. 1 Peter 2:24, we can never forget it because it says that we were healed. We are not going to be healed later. We were healed. And we thank you for that, Father. It is not your desire that anyone be sick. A divine healing is available to anyone on the face of this earth if they believe that they can be healed. They have the faith to believe it. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your healing power. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is our healer. Oh, Father, thank you. We thank you and we pray that, Father. We pray that everybody who has a headache, they are now healed. Their head is no longer hurting. And we thank you for honoring that, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is you who has the power to do. You touch our hands and you allow us to. We pray that in Jesus. Amen. Well, I thank you. Enjoy your day. Happy New Year. And be blessed.